Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, those of you who listen fairly often to Backyard and Beyond know that I talk about decluttering off and on a couple times a year, but I think in the past it's usually been spring and fall. Well, I've been seeing more information coming across the internet and in magazines and so on about decluttering. I think it's not a seasonal problem. It's an ongoing problem for many folks. And in fact, a survey, it was 2008, you know, that's getting to be a while ago, but I'm sure it's gotten even worse. 2/3 of all respondents in this survey said that their homes were at least somewhat disorganized, and 70% said that being better organized would improve their lives. And almost everyone agreed they could save time up to 1 hour a day by improved home organization. You know, not having to look for something. I know where I put that down here. Where is that? And trying to find it. And, you know, even worse then is, and I have to admit I have done this, can't find what I want, so I go out and buy another one. Well, then I find the first one, and, you know, it's on and on. Well, the other reason I think right now is a good time to talk about decluttering is because of all of the gifts that probably came into your home that you didn't need to take a look at. And one of the important things, one of the important points it's made about decluttering is that you need a home for those belongings. In other words, they need to be put somewhere where you can use them as if it's a useful item. And if it's not a useful item, what's going to happen to it? So finding a place where that new item is going to go. And I guess asking the question, is this new item a replacement for, is it a duplicate of something you already have? And you're thinking, well, I'll use this new one, but I'll save the old one in case the new one doesn't work, kind of thing. And so then you've just doubled the space required for this one particular piece of equipment. So a couple of new things, new pieces of information that I found, I thought I'd like to share with you. And some of this comes from Peter Walsh, who actually corresponded with Oprah. It was on Oprah.com about clutter and decluttering. And he says that there are two kinds of clutter. And lazy clutter is all the stuff that accumulates out of neglect over time. It's not stuff you care about too much, so you sort of ignore it. Unfiled papers, you know, they don't really need at the moment. Unopened junk mail, magazines, unwanted gifts, that freebie cap you brought home from the store that somebody gave you that you'll never wear. Lazy clutter is little more than trash, at least to you, and one of the few purposes it serves is to accumulate all over your home. The second kind, he says, is memory clutter that reminds us of some important person or event or achievement in the past. It's sentimental, and it's often the hardest to part with. And then he also includes in that, I might need it one day clutter is all that stuff that you know you might need, maybe. And you feel like if you get rid of it, well, that's the time you're going to need it. But in the meantime, it's just adding up, taking up space. And you could call that a good kind of clutter, or any clutter is really not too good. And he starts out saying you need to do the trash bag tango. And I think that would be a good one for that kind of clutter, that stuff that you really don't need, this lazy clutter kind of stuff, let's get rid of it kind of stuff. And you might want at least two trash bags, one that actually is garbage that needs to go somewhere, that's going to go in the garbage. It's not recyclable, so you don't have that kind of bag. It's just garbage. And sad to say, we do have some of that in our house. But maybe if you're the like the person who wants to kind of take care of our environment and you want to take care of those things that can be recycled, you might need a bag for that too. And maybe a third bag. Now I'm adding to all of this that he says just do the trash bag tango, making it really simple. But the third bag might be for those things that are useful that can go to one of the spots. I mean, Salvation Army, but we have several thrift stores. Probably everybody in the area has some place that they can take usable kinds of things. So this person says, you know, just start. Get even if it's for 15 minutes, just get started. And one of the questions, this is not a new question at all, because the basics of decluttering are kind of the same, but anything not used in 12 months. Now, some people want to stretch that out to 2 years or whatever, and maybe it kind of depends on what it is you're looking at. But let's face it, if you haven't used an item in the last year, it's highly unlikely you'll really need it or that you're ever going to get enough use out of it to justify taking up space in your home. So just get rid of it rather than using up your own space. Another tip that someone has said is to open the mail over or near the recycling or garbage place, where when the mail comes, don't just lay it down or lay something aside. Either read it and file it if it needs to be filed, or get rid of it. You know, don't leave that stuff cluttering around thinking, oh, someday I'll look at that and see what it is. But maybe you need to make sure that it is something important or not important. So I thought that was a really good tip. Another one, and this is, I think, really important right now, because all those sales are starting, identify your triggers. When shopping, do you ever say, if it doesn't work, I can always return it? Well, that often doesn't get done. Or is it something that you really, really need? Or is it just, well, that would be nice, I'll use that someday. And this person says, if you don't love it in the store, there's something wrong with it. Either it isn't exactly what you're looking for, or you don't need it. And another person who studies all of this says, well, if you think you need something, you want something, write it down, and then a week later, see if you have changed your mind or not. Is it something you really needed? If so, go back and do it. It may not be that thing on sale, but at least it'll keep that out of your home if you don't really need it. One of my favorites in terms of keeping the clutter under control is store items where you use them. It seems really logical, doesn't it? But think about your kitchen. Where do you store the things that you use? You know, is the coffee pot, whatever you'd use your coffee for, is that across the room for where the water is, but the water is the first thing you need? Kind of figure out where that should be. And one of my favorites there that long ago I started doing is those garbage bags that you're going to be using and put them in a drawer somewhere. They go in the bottom of the trash can, and they're right there then. You know, you put the new one on top of those that are you have saved up. They're right there. So when you take out the used garbage, there's your fresh bag right there. Don't put them in a drawer somewhere else. And this sort of relates to that. Create a home for your belongings, but be sure that it's where it needs to be. But if you got a new appliance for Christmas, where are you going to put it? Hopefully it's something you really need. If not, well, maybe you need to re-gift it, do something else for it. And think about how often it will be used. If it's something that's used often, it needs to be right there and accessible. If it's not used often, need to find a home for it where you can get to it when you need it. But, you know, if you don't have a home for those kinds of things, then they sit around somewhere instead of being put away. When there's a home that's designated for it and it's easy to get to, then it will get put away rather than sitting around. So finding it, that's maybe a different way of saying that. Create a home for your belongings, whether it's in the kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, whatever. When you see clutter in your home that is a result of items that haven't been put away, double check that item's home. Is the item kept where it is used? If not, look for ways to carve out a space that's closer to where they're used. And when you do, you'll be taking one more step to the direction of decluttering your home. In the bathroom, take a look through where you store all of the things that you use, whether it's makeup or medicines, you know, whatever. See if they have an expiration date on them and get rid of them if they are expired. You know, it's not good to keep those kind of things. And you go, well, you know, I had that pain medication. I might need that. Not a good idea. And makeup also, if it doesn't have an expiration date, if a makeup does get old, that's another one that you may want to take a look at. So there's lots of help on the internet about getting decluttered. Get yourself a plan and get to it and take those first few minutes for major decluttering, and then you probably need to spend some time. You know, I'm sure winter is coming. There will be some days when you're going to be snowed in. You don't want to go out. Hey, those would be good days for getting organized and decluttering. So until next time, here's a thought. Align your actions with your words. Live what you preach and be a role model. Hey, that's good news for me too.